The tech surge to fix the healthcare site is made up of engineers from inside and outside government. But tech industry leaders say the site's flaws are probably so deep it could take months to fix them. As NPR's Elise Hu reports, that's time the programmers don't have.
They were called glitches at first, but the persistent problems with healthcare.gov go way beyond quick fix computer bugs.
You've got to think about, you know, sort of going back to the drawing board in a way and figuring out what you would change to streamline things.
John Engates is chief technology officer at Rackspace, which builds, runs, and hosts sites for everything from small startups to huge e-commerce companies.
My sense is that it's just a very large integration project that didn't happen like it should have. I think there should have been a lot more testing. I think they even confirmed that they didn't do enough testing along the way.
To address a slew of issues discovered after the launch, programmers pushed key changes to the site over the weekend. Shoppers can now see health plans and prices in their region without going through a multiple-step registration. The calculator to find out whether you can get subsidies is improved, and the team added an apply by phone button on the homepage.
Welcome to the Health Insurance Marketplace.
Since you can now complete a full registration over the phone.
Let's get started. What state do you live in?
In the meantime, the president says he knows the site needs fixing.
We are doing everything we can possibly do to get the websites working better, faster, sooner.
A code cleanup crew has come to help.
We've had some of the best IT talent in the entire country join the team, and we're well into a tech surge to fix the problem.
Details are vague. The administration hasn't said who is part of the tech surge, except to say they are the, quote, best and brightest.
Why in the world wasn't the A-team there from, you know, the past 6 months or, you know, on October 1st at midnight when these errors started to come up? I don't understand that.
Alex Howard is a writer who focuses on the intersection of tech and government. He says at this point, throwing more bodies at the problem may not be enough.
Often it's simply finding the right coders, and having a dozen or two dozen or three dozen might be better than having 500 people who aren't very good.
Adding the wrong manpower to software projects could also slow things down. The concept of the mythical man month in software engineering governs that the complexity of work actually spirals up once you start adding more people, because the task of coordinating them becomes problematic. Again, Rackspace's John Engates.
It's still back to who is available to the federal government, who can get onto a government contract. I think sometimes that's a big factor in all of this. And in that regard, I think it could take months.
Time matters. The legal deadline to get health coverage is March 2014. But White House spokesman Jay Carney said today the deadline depends on people being able to get enrolled. That suggests if website problems persist, deadlines may have to change. Elise Hu, NPR News.